Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After major protests against police violence against Black people and calls for racial justice, the effort on Beacon Hill to reform police is moving forward. Last night, the House passed its reform bill. It would create a process to certify police officers every 3 years. It also bans chokeholds. Differences with the Senate version now need to be ironed out before it goes to the governor. But time is running out. The legislative session ends next Friday. Joining us to talk about the new developments and how the legislation moves forward is the chair of the Black and Latino Legislative Caucus, State Rep. Carlos Gonzalez. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What are some of the highlights of the House bill as you see it?
I think the highlights, if we go back to June 2nd, when the Black and Latino Caucus stood firm and united to demand for police reform, we asked for four core issues, and we see that in the bill that was passed yesterday. And we saw an honest commitment from the leadership of the House, and we're excited about the bill that was passed yesterday.
What were those four core issues?
Standardized police training for the state of Massachusetts, independent body to investigate police misconduct, civil service review to increase diversity, and a commission to study structural racism, as well as standards of training. We included duty to intervene, banning chokeholds.
Carol Rose, the executive director of the Massachusetts ACLU, says that the legislation misses the mark. She argues it will not help victims of violence hold police accountable. Where does the contentious issue of qualified immunity for police officers stand right now?
The House bill does have eliminating qualified immunity if an officer is decertified, as well as included a review of qualified immunity for a six-month study that will include the experts on both sides to better understand the complexities of qualified immunity, how also it may impact other unions and other public employees.
The House vote, the margin was 99 to 66. That's a smaller margin than votes on previous landmark bills. What do you think that says about the chances of a reform bill actually reaching the governor?
I'm very optimistic that the reform bill will reach the governor by the end of this session. We look forward to continuing our efforts as the Black and Latino Caucus to make sure that our core issues are in the conference committee outcome. And we look forward to working with both branches, because I think the community is demanding for change. Reform is possible. And I believe that working together with both chambers will succeed.
Then again, the clock is ticking on the legislative session. Do you truly think something can get passed and sent to the governor by the Friday deadline?
I am very optimistic that it will. I believe the cries from communities and the protesters, including our police officers who've agreed that police reform is needed. I think the time is now. The moment is here.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
State Rep. Carlos Gonzalez is the chair of the Black and Latino Legislative Caucus.